Well, I did promise you yesterday that we would have Kate Conway in the day talking about the quirky wedding fur. How you doing, Kate?
I'm good, Linda. Really good. Thanks for having me. I'm having us both in, actually.
Well, I thought this week, as we had Aidan in yesterday from the Belfast city sightseeing, to let people know that there's different things out there that they can do. There's different options. You know, sitting in the sofa, they might think, what are we going to do? You know, what's quirky that we can do? What are different things that we can see? So the quirky wedding fur I thought was amazing. But I know nothing about this, Kate, so you're going to have to lead me by the hand.
Oh, well, I hadn't realised Aidan was in yesterday. He's one of our exhibitors, actually. Yes. Good. So anyone looking for a vintage bus to take them to their wedding? Well, I'll start at the start. Quirky weddings. We started quirky weddings. Sorry, my business partner, Sam Akram's here with me at the moment. She's very quiet, so I have to do all the talking. We started the business 3 years ago when we realised there was a bit of a gap in the market, really, because there were people who were getting married that looked at the image of a traditional wedding, which was, you know, just a man and a woman getting married, you generally early 20s, and thought, well, that's not me, you know, and it could be because they're maybe older than the perceived, you know, age for people to get married, or they're a same-sex couple. Or they just have different ideas about what they want for their wedding day.
When we're talking about quirky weddings, are we talking about getting into diving suits and doing this underwater? Is it that type of quirky?
Anything goes, but it's not as extreme as that, to be honest with you. The majority of people who come to the alternative wedding fair are looking for something a bit different. Now, it may be that they just want to have a really unusual cake, or they want a bouquet that's very symbolic, or they want the vintage bus to take them to the ceremony. But, you know, people kind of just choose their level of quirkiness. So for some people, it might be one element. For some people, they might go all out and sort of, you know, get married in Star Wars costumes in Crumlin Road Jail.
But the option is out there for them if that's the road they want to go down.
Yeah, and people generally mix and match. So we offer something that's quite different. Now, the fair's taking place on Sunday, the 2nd of February. It's at the Waterfront Hall. We're open from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock and we've over 120 exhibitors. And how we're different from other wedding fairs is we take applications. So companies who want to take part in the fair apply to us. Mm-hmm. We had over 200 companies approach us that wanted to take part. And we chose, there's about 130. And that's venues, stationers, florists, dresses, suits, caterers, jewellers, all sorts of things that you'd expect to see. But all of the companies we chose offer something a little bit different. And they're all excellent at what they do. So we look for companies that are really fabulous.
I think it was you and Kathy I was talking to, was it yesterday or the day before? And one of you mentioned the lady that does the flowers. Is it Victorian flowers?
The floriography.
Yes.
That's Janet at the Flower Room Belfast. She's all into this Victorian technique of floristry, where all of the flowers have different meanings. You know, like a red rose means passion, and off the top of my head, I'm struggling to remember some of their examples, but I think blue hyacinth, it was, means forgiveness. So you're hoping not to see that in your wedding bouquet, maybe. But if you look at her site, there's more of a description on there, but it's just kind of harking back to Victorian times when the bouquets would have been put together sort of with all these flowers that had symbolism to sort of pass across a message.
Quite nice that the bride would appreciate, isn't it?
I think it's beautiful. It's lovely. I mean, that's something we're very keen on, that we encourage people to spend money on things for their wedding that have meaning. So it's not just, you know, spend loads of money on favours that get left behind, or spend. We really try to take away the pressure involved in planning your wedding, and that's another reason why we call ourselves quirky weddings. We don't sort of agree with saying to people, you need to put yourself in debt and danger. It's the biggest day of your life, and you know, you have to, you know, make it all happen that day. We prefer that people sort of carefully choose what they're going to have and spend money on things that are important, like
making it more personal for themselves, really.
Yeah. And that, you know, because time passes very quickly, Linda. I'm married nearly 12 years now, and it's gone in a flash. But whenever you're planning your wedding, you sort of feel under a lot of pressure to buy all these things, and you don't really need all of those. You know, it's good to sort of select things that really have meaning to you as a couple that you'll look back and be glad you spent the money on.
Do you ever have any grooms that come in and decide, you know, they know exactly what they want, or do they leave it to the ladies?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Quite often ladies will go together to the fair and the grooms stay at home, but we really encourage the grooms to come and get involved. But a lot of grooms will say to us at the end of the day, do you know, this is the first fair that I've been to that nobody said to me, how did she drag you along? You know, they feel very welcome and they feel part of it, and there's definitely plenty on offer for them to see. We have a cinema at the fair.
What's in the cinema?
In the cinema, we were taking over the studio at the Waterfront Hall, and we set it up cabaret style, and we have the work of six cinematographers. So it's like 4 minutes yeah. by each cinematographer. So it's like a little show reel for each one. So the loop lasts about 24 minutes and people can pop in at any time. Mm-hmm. So they don't kind of have to go at a certain time and sit and watch something that lasts for ages. They can pop in and pop back out again easily. But it means they get to see really good wedding films on a big screen in the dark with the proper sound. And a lot of people got very emotional last time. Mm-hmm. There was quite a few people going, oh, and then they're in a wedding fair and they're able to kind of yeah. look and find some of the things they've seen in the video and so, meet the cinematographers.
As opposed to anything else, there would be a lot of help there. People, you know, everybody in their own field, all in the one place. And it's all a little bit different, which I think would suit many a bride and many a groom.
Yeah, it's all a bit different. And everybody's welcome. You know, as we say, we don't care what age you are, who you fell in love with or what your budget is. Just come on in.
There's something for you.
Yeah, but we have a lot of very interesting exhibitors. We've a girl called Claire Lease and her company's called Archive 12. Mm-hmm. And she sources proper, authentic, vintage wedding dresses. Like, these are absolutely fabulous. So it's not just that another shop she can get vintage inspired, but these are the real deal. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. She's got a studio over in East Belfast. And one that we're both very, very excited about is Electric Alphabet.
I was just looking at that.
Do you see them?
Explain that to me.
Electric Alphabet, it's a lovely girl called Christine and she makes these massive light up letters. So if you imagine sort of like a big white with like fairground light bulbs on it, uh-huh. and they sit on your dance floor, so you would have sort of maybe C, Abersand, D, you know, so your initials and the and symbol on your dance floor, and they're amazing in photographs. And so anybody we've mentioned them to and on our Facebook page, anytime we post any of the pictures, people are just going crazy for it. It's really, it's amazing. Looks really, really good. We have another company called Bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. And this is two girls, Lizzie and Leah, who help couples make things for their wedding. Because, you know, a lot of people kind of think, well, I'd like to make my own stationery or I'd like to make my own centerpieces, but maybe don't usually craft things and don't know mm-hmm. where to start. Well, they can kind of guide them through what they need to do and supply them with the stuff and help them, you show them, give them examples of things and then show them how to make them mm-hmm. but to help them to do that. And we have another company called Getter Brewed, which is a home brew company. Yeah. And
Tell me about Getter Brewed.
Yeah, make your own beer, wine and cider for your wedding. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun trying.
Yeah, it would be fun trying. There's a lot of those things there that it would involve the family as well, because I think the craft thing, I've seen films where you see the bride trying to involve the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law on different things, and it's absolute murder. But I mean, you've got somebody there to help you along with these things, which, you know, can involve other members of the family, which is good.
Yeah. Well, especially I think the Getter Brewed is good because traditionally most things to do with your wedding, they are kind of more marketed towards women, which is the way, you know, we think it should be different. But but Getter Brewed's brilliant. The men seem to be really getting on board with that. And it's something you can do together, you know, if you do decide. And I know, obviously it wouldn't suit all venues, but we have a lot of venues coming where, you know, you bring in your own caterer and you sort your own bar. So, you know, it would be suitable for that. For example, Lime Park Arts and Cottages, which is it's up in Armoy, and it's a group of just these beautiful little cottages, and there's a barn there mm-hmm. That you can have your wedding ceremony, and they have an outdoor area where the ceremony can be in a croquet lawn, and it is just absolutely beautiful.
So, I see that you have unusual venues like the SS Nomadic, the Empire, James Street South. They are unusual.
It is, yes, they are. I mean, I think years ago everybody just would have thought, have to get married. I'm getting married, I'll go and look at some hotels.
Yeah.
But just the way that the market's gone, people are choosing to go somewhere else, and restaurants, and I mean the Nomadic boat, obviously, that would be so unusual, and it really sets the scene for your guests when they know you're going to an unusual venue. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine got married in the QFT and everybody was all, oh, it's in a cinema, you know, and everybody was all biz right from the get go. They were all, you know, really taken with it.
I see there's one here for the Ulster Hall. For anyone who has just tuned in, I'm talking to Kate Conway about quirky weddings and all that entails. 120 exhibitors handpicked from over 200 applications, and involves venues, entertainment, stationers, florists, bakers. If you want to do something a bit different, make it a bit more personal. But the Ulster Hall to get married in, I think that would be very exciting.
Oh, it's stunning. Absolutely gorgeous venue. Brilliant for any music fans, as is the Empire. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can come along and chat to both of those venues that day and find out, you know, what your options are. And for anybody interested in fine dining, you've mentioned James Street South, mm-hmm. their private dining room. So it'd be perfect for a more intimate wedding, for people who are really, really focusing on a lot on the standard of the food and, you know, want a city centre venue, it's close to City Hall. Fantastic.
Okay, now this fair is Sunday, the 2nd of February, 12 to 5. Do we need tickets? It's at the Waterfront Hall. Do we need tickets? Can they pay at the door?
You pay at the door. Admission is £6, but the first 500 visitors will get in half price. Get there early, but also get there early anyway because there's so much to see.
Okay, and definitely put that in your diary if that's something or the road you want to go down. It's just an option. There's always options with these things, so that's a good thing. That's a gate. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, can I just add, we have a full list of the exhibitors are on our website, which is quirkyweddings.co.uk.
Okay, and we'll put that on our Facebook as well. So if anyone misses that, they just catch up with that. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you so much, Linda.
You're absolutely welcome and good luck with that. You don't need it, but it sounds really good.
Thank you.
Just to be nosy to go to something like that would be quite good, I think. Thank you.
Thank you.